Bonnie Jackson, 3009 Temple Trail. I'm providing each commissioner and the mayor with, and the city manager with a copy of a letter that I wrote to the organization known as the Friends of Fleet People's Park, Inc. I sent you a copy of this letter via email earlier today, but I wasn't sure if you'd had an opportunity to read your email, so I brought a hard copy with you. As you know, I was appointed more than 2 years ago to the Parks and Recreation Commission. In doing that, I have asked questions and recommended policy to this body for the benefit of the taxpayer and my fellow residents. On Saturday morning, just this last weekend, while visiting Fleet People's Park, I was assaulted both physically and verbally by current officers of a group known as the Friends of Fleet People's Park, Inc. Specifically, I was assaulted by Sandy Womble and verbally assaulted by Joseph Brock. Although I have referred this matter to the Winter Park Police Department, and I am sure that they will investigate, it is time for you to take action. Excuse me. I am not the only person who has been attacked by these people for merely setting foot in a park. There is no formal association between this group and our city, and I applaud you for finally taking action in some manner to set policy for Fleet People's Park. However, by allowing them to have the name of their group on signs at the park, allowing them to sell advertising in the park, allowing them to fundraise in the park, providing a key to a locked glass bulletin board for them to have a platform to wage a war against the city and its park board members is not deserved. I would ask you to take immediate and decisive action against this group for the safety of the residents and my personal freedom. Thank you.